Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
For the rest of today's program, we'll hear what you have to say from the Issues Etc. comment line. That's a comment line we leave open for our listeners 24-7, 365 days a year, 618-223-8384. You can leave questions, comments, criticism, show suggestions, anything you want to say. If you need, if you listen on demand, you want one of your questions occurring to you late, however late it may be, answered, you can leave it at the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. First up, a comment about the Willow Creek Association.
I'm having a problem with pastors saying that they can be, someone can be part of the Willow Creek Association and still be a sound confessional church. Can a church be part of the Willow Creek Association and still be a sound church? And can they still do Saddleback programs like the Celebrating Recovery Psychology Program? I'd like to see you do a program on churches that use Willow Creek Association materials or Saddleback materials or both. And I'd like to know, can those churches do that and still be considered confessional, and still be considered Orthodox? Thank you.
Well, it's a very good question. If you think about it, and I'm thinking here about from the perspective of a Lutheran church, a church that professes a Lutheran understanding, a Lutheran teaching and doctrine, a fealty to the Lutheran confessions, it's hard to understand how that could exist without contradiction with membership in the Willow Creek Association. If you look at the differences in the actual teaching between the Lutheran confessions and the Willow Creek Association, the differences are profound. Now, sometimes they may be subtle, but equally profound. And I'll get into more of this on the other side of the break. Lutherans and the Willow Creek Association disagree on the nature of grace, the nature of faith, the nature of conversion, the nature of the sacraments. I think if we delved deeply enough, we might discover some serious differences on the doctrine of Scripture. There are a lot of differences there. And there's an obvious contradiction for a Lutheran church being a member of the Willow Creek Association. More on that after this.
If you call, I will answer. If you follow, I'll pick you up.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House. Listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House. cph.org.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the law condemns everyone and should be preached to the fullest. People who believe the gospel is for everyone and should be preached to its sweetest. Traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice deliver every Sunday this law and gospel, that Christ was crucified for us sinners. To all who received him, who believed in his name, the Gospel of John says, he gave the right to become children of God. To see how Steadfast Lutherans preserves this good news for everyone, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
So tell me why.
We're responding to some of our listeners' comments from the Issues Etc. comment line on this Tuesday afternoon, May the 3rd. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. A question before the break from a listener as to whether or not congregations, and here I got to speak to the Lutheran context because I can't authoritatively speak to any other. Is it a conflict for a Baptist congregation to be a member of the Willow Creek Association? Not as much as of a conflict as it would be for a Lutheran congregation. Is it a conflict for a Presbyterian congregation to be a member of the Willow Creek Association? Maybe a little more than a Baptist, but not as much as a Lutheran. There are conflicts here, and we have to be honest about that. It comes down to what you teach and what you confess. And if you look at what a Lutheran church is supposed to teach and confess, what they say they teach and confess by calling themselves Lutheran, and what the Willow Creek Association and Willow Creek as a congregation, you can't divorce Willow Creek as a congregation. What's taught and professed there from the Willow Creek Association, they're not two different things. They are the same thing. You're associating yourself with Willow Creek Community Church in South Barrington, Illinois, not some idea of Willow Creek. If you look at what is professed by those two different confessions of faith, they are very different. The very nature of the church. Lutherans believe that the church is constituted by its marks, and those marks are very specific, not just a bunch of people getting together who think kindly about Jesus, or a voluntary association of like-minded individuals who happen to be Christian. That would be kind of the Willow Creek view of the church. The Lutheran confessions are very clear that the church is constituted by its marks, and those marks are the Word of God taught in its purity and the sacraments administered according to Christ's institution. On those two things, Word and sacraments, there are profound differences between a Lutheran confession and that which is held by Willow Creek and its association. So someone might say, the pastor might say, well, we're not in the association for theological reasons. Like it or not, it's a theological association. There are going to be presuppositions behind everything that's taught at a leadership seminar or going or using Willow Creek materials about the nature of the church, the nature of the pastoral office, what is baptism, what is the Lord's Supper. That all goes to the question of how are Christians made? Are they made by the artful persuasion of the mind and eventually a decision that the unbeliever makes to accept Jesus into his heart? That's the Willow Creek model. Read Bill Hybels' many books. Or is this entirely the work of the Holy Spirit working through, as Jesus says, through baptism and the teaching of God's Word? Two completely different views. Is there a conflict here? Obviously. A Lutheran pastor who says we can consistently be Lutheran and a member of the Willow Creek Association as a congregation is either fooling himself or, worse yet, being dishonest.
This is Dana in Indiana. And as a faithful on-demand listener, I missed the deadline to call in and tell my story. But since I'm completely addicted to Issues Etc. and I listen to all the shows, I thought I would tell my story anyway. I started listening to Issues Etc. soon after we began attending the Lutheran Church, which was the same month that Issues Etc. went back on the air in March of 2008. Our pastor, Tyler Arnold of Christ Lutheran Church in Flatwoods, Missouri, told us about it. Well, by December of that year, I bought my first MP3 player so I could work around the house and listen to Issues Etc. at the same time. The show has helped me tremendously in understanding the many pitfalls of modern evangelicalism, which is what my husband and I came out of when we converted to Lutheranism after 16 years of marriage. The show keeps me thinking about the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. The program gives me an opportunity to hear many of my husband's instructors from Concordia Theological Seminary, as well as keeping me up to date on current issues. My favorite program was on contraception with Pastor Heath Curtis. After listening to it, I realized that I had a fair amount of misinformation about the church's historic stance on contraception, and the show helped me reinvestigate the issue. I proudly display my bumper sticker and other items from my LPR bundle pack, and I always tell people about issues, etc. Thanks for the show.
Well, thank you very much. You know, you don't always have to be so complimentary when you call the Issues Etc. comment line, but of course, we're always glad to hear the compliments of our faithful listeners, and thanks for listening out there so faithfully. She mentioned Pastor Tyler Arnold. If I'm not mistaken, I think I followed in his footsteps. If I'm not mistaken, I might be wrong. I think he was a pastor at one time of the congregation that I serve as assistant pastor, Trinity Lutheran Church in Millstadt, Illinois. I might be wrong, but I think the name is right. Now, we're here to provide that kind of in-depth teaching, scriptural teaching, study of the issues, issues of the day, all of that is there. And it's something we strive to do always with Christ and his cross at the very center of everything that we say. There are times when we talk about things, earlier today, we're talking with Colleen Carroll Campbell. We're talking about Pope John Paul II. Are there profound differences between what Lutherans believe and what Catholics believe on many things? Absolutely. But where we can agree, say in the issue of life, protection of life, or the dignity of women, the sex differences, there we'll stand shoulder to shoulder with those with whom we would otherwise have some very significant disagreements. We don't deny the disagreements. We simply stand shoulder to shoulder where we can. And then, because Issues Etc. isn't church, it's actually radio, and we're trying to benefit our listener with the very best guests, we think the very best guests are often found in those kind of places. Time for one more comment from the Issues Etc. comment line. It has to do with how Christians should react to the death of Osama bin Laden, something we'll be talking about during Open Lines tomorrow on the program.
Yeah, hi, this is Mike from Kansas City, and I'm sure you're going to be covering this topic, so I wanted to leave my comment. I just can't tell you how disappointed I am over the public celebrations concerning the killing of this international terrorist. I mean, on the news, they're showing people chanting in baseball stadiums and literally dancing in the streets. And as Christians, shouldn't we always be looking at the big picture concerning life and death situations? And the big picture here is that it appears that Satan himself has become victorious over another human soul. Yes, that's right. Satan appears to have done that. And I find very little to celebrate in that. And I will not rejoice alongside Satan. And if any one of us within Christ's body might think that we are not capable of even greater evil than this terrorist, let me repeat that. If any one of us might think that we are not capable of even greater evil than this terrorist, then we just do not understand the concept of original sin. Now, having said all that, I would like to express a debt of public gratitude towards the soldiers who carried off this mission. I believe they've made this world a safer place for my daughter to grow up in, and as a former soldier, I would hope that I would have had the courage to do what they did. May our Heavenly Father continue to show us his mercy and grace, and may he continue to deliver us from the evil one. Amen.
Mike, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kansas City. See, this is one of the questions that I think we need to struggle with, because everyone's initial reaction is relief. Everyone's initial reaction is some amount of national pride. Everyone's initial reaction is perhaps some happiness that a long struggle to find this great doer of evil deeds and terrorism was finally found. With all of that said, we are not often best guided by our initial reactions. We aren't. And Christians, of all people, ought to be contemplative at a time like this. I don't mean sit around scratching our heads, but think before we do react. Think before we say. I'm also uncomfortable and we've been watching it on the news, I'm uncomfortable with the pictures of young revelers out there chanting USA. I understand why they're doing it. I understand why that reaction is often so common. But I'm uncomfortable with the fact that we're actually rejoicing in the death of someone. So the real question is, how should we react to the death of Osama bin Laden? Now, I want to hear from you on that tomorrow on Issues Etc. We'll have some open lines in the second hour of the program. We'll be asking that very question and asking for your answer to that question. To that end, at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issues ETC. We've left a place for you to leave your answer to the question, how should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden? Facebook.com/issuesETC. You can leave your answer to that question between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow when we talk about it during Open Lines, Issues, etc. The new Issues, Etc. book of the month, the book of the month for May, is called In the Beginning, God, Creation from God's Perspective. And that's the only perspective that really matters in the end, isn't it? If you've listened to Issues, Etc. for any amount of time, you know that we are ardent defenders of it'll be called a young earth, but I would prefer to call it a six-day creation, the way Genesis depicts the creation of the world. We're ardent defenders of a six-day creation because, well, an awful lot is rooted in it. How we view Scripture, how we read the Bible from its very first chapter, whether or not we allow our reason to dictate to God's Word what it must be saying, and ultimately the gospel itself, found in its nascent form there in the promise made to our first parents about crushing the serpent's head, all of those things are tied up in the Christian's teaching of creation. Our Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for May, In the Beginning, God, Creation from God's Perspective by Issues, Etc., regular guest, Dr. Joel Heck. I highly recommend it. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or give Concordia Publishing House a call and order one for yourself. Ask for In the Beginning, God. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Well, tomorrow we'll be getting your answer to the question, how should Christians react to the death of Osama bin Laden? Until then, I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.